There's two different rules that really matter for employment insurance for the general public. Rule number B, or letter B,
right,
says that if you control more than 40% of the voting shares of your corporation, mm-hmm, you're not eligible, you're excluded, and you don't have to pay. Now, this is typically what everybody does know, because accountants generally know that information, and right, they don't let you pay. But there's also subsection I that says if you're related... Actually, I'm going to read it to you.
Oh, great. Exactly. Government gobbledygook. I look forward to this, don't you?
Insurable employment does not include the employment if the employer and employee are not dealing with each other at arm's length.
Okay.
And in the Income Tax Act, arm's length is defined, related persons shall be deemed not to deal with each other at arm's length. So if you're related, you're not at arm's length, and if you're not at arm's length, you're excluded.
Right.
Now, there's another section that allows you to get back into the system,
okay,
but that's where the minister has to say, I deem you to be eligible.
Right.
It's not the other way around.
Now, does he do this, I'm sorry, but does he do this on an individual case, or he hasn't done it yet? There's talk that he will.
No. It's an individual case basis, and until you ask for your money back.
Oh, my gosh.
He's not going to make that ruling.
I understand.
And as long as you are paying, why would anybody make that ruling?